my friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you all are having an absolutely fantastic day today. It's nice and hot down here in Florida, typical end of August weather, it's part of it. And if you guys need anything, be sure to give us a call at healthmasters.com, 1-800-726-1834. If you have any questions or supplement needs, potassium iodine, product of the week, on sale, along with the NAC, the N-acetylcysteine, which is an extremely crucial product, helps out with detoxification. And it was interesting this morning, as this product's currently on sale, not even bringing this up randomly, I had one of my guys in here, Steve, came in and handed me an article, literally 15 minutes ago. And we had talked about this briefly, but it's such an old research study that we never really elaborated in great detail on it. And it was called Suppression of Human Immunodeficiency Virus Expression in Chronically Infected Monocytic Cells by Glutathione and N-acetylcysteine. And we touched on this briefly about a year and a half ago. And essentially, in a nutshell, of what it talked about is that NAC suppressed in a dose-dependent fashion the induction of HIV expression in the cells, meaning N-acetylcysteine actually suppressed HIV in the body. It's such a strong glutathione precursor and such a strong antioxidant, it actually suppressed HIV. And it does this with a lot of different viruses. This is a research study that came out in February 1991. And I'll link this up back on the website because we haven't posted in about a year and a half. Now, the thing about this is, and this is part that got me. I never noticed this until Steve just showed it to me this morning. You have the lead authors across the top on here. And at the very end, the last lead author, you want to know who it is? Anthony Fauci. He was actually one of the authors in this research study showing that N-acetylcysteine suppressed HIV. Now, does anybody else find it remotely ironic that right in the middle of the COVID pandemic, the FDA went after N-acetylcysteine and pretty much said they were going to ban it, that it was something that had no nutritional aspect, it had no usage, and that, you know, in ultra-high doses it could be toxic? Which, by the way, even in the highest doses they've tested, they still have had zero deaths from N-acetylcysteine. Just want to throw that out there. But what's ironic about this is it shows you this clown, bobblehead flip-flop Fauci, knew and was involved in research from the beginning of the 90s, 1991, showing that NAC suppressed the HIV virus in patients, but yet, when it came out about COVID and the COVID virus, no option at all. There's nothing available. Everybody needs to sit back and stay in the hospital and get on a ventilator until we have a vaccine for you. You know, make sure you take your remdesivir. The worst product in all of the clinical trials for HIV, remdesivir, somehow got awarded emergency use authorization right at the beginning of the pandemic. Remdesivir, which literally had almost zero positive results in the clinical study. In fact, a lot of individuals in the study had to be pulled off remdesivir early because it was so toxic to the liver and the kidneys. But yet, that was the main choice. Hey, you get sick from COVID, we put you on remdesivir, one of the most toxic compounds known to man, and that was the standard protocol in all hospitals. You guys see the trend that happened here? While you have Fauci blatantly talking about in this research study from 1991 that NAC helped suppress HIV, a virus, but yet there was no available option whatsoever for COVID because, again, remember, they couldn't get the RNA gene therapy experimental shot emergency use approval unless there were no available other options. No available options. None. Zero. Could not get it approved unless there was nothing else available. That's why they manipulated the data. That's why they lied to everybody for 2.5 years. That's why they sold everybody down this river. They got the shot. That's why they told everybody it was safe and effective injection when it was not. And that is why they continually are lying to people right now, saying we have a fifth booster shot for your protection. Guys, get the truth out there. This isn't going away anytime soon. I had an article that somebody sent me from Yahoo, and the title of it was, FBI is facing unprecedented MAGA threats. Time to hunt Fed boys. That was the title. That was the Yahoo title. And I started laughing. I went, oh, man, FBI, poor little FBI guys. You know, they've got people that are mad at them for their unbelievably horrific unconstitutional behavior. Oh, what is the FBI possibly going to do? Well, you have to understand, propaganda like this on Yahoo Mail. And if you go through the article, it's almost comical if it wasn't a serious article. What they literally did was they went to about a dozen different hard right websites, and they copy and pasted comments in the comment section and people basically venting about how much they don't like the FBI and how the FBI is grossly unconstitutional in their behavior and how the FBI was directly involved in Randy Weaver and making sure the FBI sniper blew Vicki Weaver's face off with a 308 from 400 meters out while she was holding her baby and how the FBI was directly involved in burning down the Branch Davidians and 76 women and children to their death. And they were talking about this in a lot of the comment sections. And so what Yahoo did is they cherry-picked every comment that was negative towards the FBI. They literally did it. They copy and pasted in this article. So almost the entire article is just hate comments towards the FBI. Now, what's interesting about this is, as they're trying to make the FBI painted as this, oh, poor FBI, poor FBI guys. They have no idea what to do right now. They have so many threats. Well, here's the problem. This is typical textbook communist behavior. When you do something, if you're communist, you portray or you enact a certain behavior. When somebody gets mad at you about the behavior that you are doing to them, i.e. raiding their house unconstitutionally, then what you do is, as a communist, you paint them as the bad person for questioning what you're saying. So you portray and you project all the stuff that you're doing negatively and unconstitutionally and illegally, and you put it on them. Now all of a sudden, they're the bad guys because you're stealing their stuff and you're raiding their house and you're violating their rights. Now all of a sudden, the people that are having their stuff stolen, having asset forfeiture, having their families killed, all of a sudden, well, they're the perpetrators. They're the terrorists. They're the insurgents. And this is exactly what the FBI is brewing up right now. I saw an article earlier about how Antifa showed up in Texas with AR-15s slung around them for a drag queen show that was kid-friendly. There's videos, you guys can look at it. And there's these Antifa goons in black clad walking around with ARs and pistols, you know, full face mask, which I didn't think I have to question this. You guys in Texas, let me know. I do not think from my knowledge, I know in the state of Florida, you are not allowed to wear a face covering while you're brandishing a firearm. Now, in Texas, it may be a little bit different, but in most states, that is the same. If you are wearing a full face covering, you're not allowed to openly display a firearm. I don't know if it's the same in Texas. Again, you guys look it up. There's photos of them completely circling this building where drag queen, which grown, transgender, homosexual men are dressed up like perverts, and kids are going in there and hanging out with them. I mean, total pedo stuff. That's all it is, total pedophilia. And Antifa standing around with AR slung like they're some hard butts. And not one single law enforcement, not one single mainstream media, not one single negative comment about any of it. Totally normal. You've got children in a restaurant with pedos and Antifa standing outside in full ski mask slinging AR-15s. Hey, you see that comment about the FBI on that one forum? You see, he said he didn't like the FBI. You know, we got to investigate him. Antifa's over there with AR-15s protecting pedophiles. Well, no. We're not looking at that, guys. We're not looking at that. Don't worry about that. We like pedos in the FBI. We're all about that. We got to look at these guys that made a comment online. You got to look at that. And at the same time, you have these guys that are so hardcore pro-pedo and pro-trans, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene has had her house swatted two times now. Two times. Which the behavior that these individuals are showing is exactly what I told you the other day. People that are hardcore devout communists, that are hardcore perverts, they cannot function in society in a normal republic. It doesn't work. And this is a perfect example. They said for the second time in 2 days, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene has been targeted by transgender activists who oppose her efforts to protect children. Police in Rome, Georgia, where Representative Greene lives, were called out to her house in the middle of the night with another false report about a male shooting his family members and then himself at her address. And he even made the name that his name was Wayne Greene. They called him because a trans activist who used a virtual private network, a VPN, to disguise his identity and used a fake computer-generated voice to place the call. He said, if anyone tries to stop me from shooting myself, I will shoot them. I've already shot everyone else. They came at me as a transgender, and they claim they shot the family. The caller gave police the fictitious identity of Wayne Greene and promised police that he would be waiting for them, ready to shoot them when they arrived. So what happened? MRAPs got deployed on Marjorie Greene. MRAP showed up. Full SWAT team shows up. Rome, Georgia. I mean, I'm talking full kit. Banging on the front door, about to batter it in. Marjorie Greene opens the door. She goes, what the heck's going on? Man, we need to come to the house. We got a phone call. We have an active shooter. She said, there's no active shooter. We're sleeping. Everybody's in bed. What are you talking about? Oh, yeah, we got a problem. Wasn't enough they did it once. They went and did it again in the middle of the night. This is the behavior of communists. This is the behavior of people that are so mad and so angry that they cannot push their transgender pedophile perversion on young children. They are literally willing not only to take multiple felony offenses if they got caught doing this, they are literally willing to risk other people's lives and getting shot. Because by the way, when SWAT shows up in full kit in the middle of the night for an active shooter at somebody's house, they're not there to hang out and shake hands. They're there to drop an active shooter. And these guys knew this that plays these phone calls. This is what we're dealing with right now. This is why I've continually told everybody, make sure you're staying sharp, make sure you're staying fit, and make sure you're training. Not inciting anything. I'm just telling you right now, this is starting to escalate, and it's starting to get very, very warm in certain areas of the country. And this is exactly what the globalist communists want. They want people to start having massive, massive fighting so they can blame it all on the Republicans, all on the conservatives, all on the right-wing libertarians, all on everybody except for them. And that's exactly how it always goes every time, isn't it? So, again, I want to get that information out there and remind everybody to stay sharp and also keep a good head. You start getting a situation that starts to escalate, do your absolute best to walk out of the situation if you can.
That's right.
And do not escalate it by any means unless you absolutely have to defend yourself or your family or your country. What do you think, Dad?
You've got to de-escalate it, Austin. Whenever you're carrying deadly force, you've got to be really, really careful with it because you can try to defend yourself and the police show up and they're going to shoot you because they're thinking you're the one who was the perpetrator. I mean, it's very, very careful. I mean, the best thing I guess to do is lay down on the floor and just, you know, spread eagle and, you know, in your face and just don't move and say, I'm down here. I haven't done anything, you know, and just because a lot of these trigger happy law enforcement officers, including these trigger-happy FBI folks. We saw that here in Florida last week when some guy had basically dropped his gun and said, don't shoot, and they just lit him up. And it's just one of those things. You've got to be really careful when you get into a tight situation like that. And it's better to avoid it. It's better not to go there. It's better to not get involved with somebody from an altercation standpoint if you know you have the ability to basically use that deadly force. Just step away. You know, don't get involved in road rage. I mean, we've all had that happen. People cut in front of you and they get mad and they cut you off or they get in front of you and they stomp on the brake and they do all kinds of crazy stuff and all of a sudden you're all mad and they're all mad. And now you got two people running around in 4,000-pound vehicles that can basically kill each other with their own cars. And now all of a sudden it just escalates and escalates and escalates and escalates. And it's sad because when that kind of stuff happens, people get shot and people die. And it's not okay. Just let them go. And, you know, I always figure if they flip me off or whatever, I always think they're telling me I'm number one. Just, he's number one, just using the wrong finger, I'm good. And now, of course, if they start, you know, trying to block you or run you into a ditch and do all kinds of other stuff, it's probably best to either turn around and go the other direction or find some way to extricate from you. Because, guys, listen to me. When you get into an altercation like that, chances are that person who's doing it is armed to the teeth. You know, I've got a friend of mine. His name's Scott, and he's an appraiser for one of the local car dealerships. He says, you can't believe how many times he goes into a car to basically appraise it, and there's knives and swords and guns. And I asked him, I said, you really mean swords? He goes, yes, real full-blown swords, you know, in a scabber, basically waiting to get pulled. So now you've got people running around in the interstate wielding swords at each other. I mean, what kind of weird world this is turning into? Because people have lost the Christianity that holds it all together. It's the tie that binds us together is love for one another. And the globalists don't want that. And they're turning everybody against everybody. I was talking to Austin's wife yesterday, Lana, and she was saying how almost all of the people that we wanted off the school board are off the school board, including the lesbian. I mentioned that to you guys yesterday. And, you know, I told them all that day. I said, you know, we vote. We all vote. And this is not going to work for any of us. And that's what we have to do, because this group of people that came through us from the Frankfurt School, you know, it happened a long, long time ago. I'm going to read you some articles on this real quick. And the reality is the vast majority of the school board, the vast majority of the school teachers that are promoting these ideologies are women. And these are the quote-unquote woke women. And now, mind you, there are women who are not woke who are absolutely wonderful, and they're wonderful people. But when you get these woke women who are basically controlled by their emotions in many cases, and their ideologies are unbelievably perverse against the word of God, suddenly you run into a situation where, you know, they start trying to force these ideologies, including critical race theory and the woke ideology and transgenders and all this stuff upon the children to reprogram them. And a lot of these women are basically witches. They're Illuminati witches is what they are, Kabbalist witches. And they practice all kinds of weird stuff. And they use that practicing to basically go into these classrooms and try to basically indoctrinate these young children to become witches and weirdos and warlocks and wizards and just weird stuff. Because it's all against the word of God, because they want their old world order back. And remember this. When this group came in via the Frankfurt School, it was a continuation of the Communist Manifesto that was put together in 1884 by Karl Marx. And it said the free love and the abolition of family are the main tenets of the Communist Manifesto. This is an article by McCall. The success of the communist subversion of America is shown by our inability to comprehend that this has already taken place. Communism is a front for a scheme to assume control of the world by an ancient satanic cult backed by the international bankers. These are the Kabbalists. They sponsor what most of us ails the world today, including female empowerment. Now, I'm going to stop for a second. There's nothing wrong with an alpha female, a woman who knows who she is in Christ Jesus, a woman basically who has to run her family because for various reasons she's lost her husband or she's basically been divorced or whatever's happened, and she has to take control and she has to be the primary bread provider. That's not the best way to do it as far as I'm concerned, but there's nothing wrong with these women who have to make decisions to run things. I got that, all right? So don't be fussing at me. I'm reading you an article here, all right? And it goes on to say, here's one of the quotes right here. The Rothschilds formed the modern form of this cult in 1776, shortly afterward, defectors revealed the secret plans to subvert the Western civilization on the subject of women. One document explained it this way. This is actually a quote now. There's no way of influencing men so powerfully as by the means of women. These should therefore be our chief study. We should insinuate ourselves into their good opinion, give them hints of emancipation, of standing up for themselves. It will cause them to work for us with zeal without knowing that they do so, for they will only be indulging their own desire for personal admiration. This is an article that was a quote by James Wardner, Unholy Alliances, 1996. And there's another one. Another article was also written about the same time. It talks about eliminating the family and using democracy to manipulate and control the masses. By cultivating in a sense of self-importance, we shall destroy these people via the importance of the family and its educational value. In this way, we shall also create a blind, mighty force which will never be in a position to move in any direction without the guidance of our agents. So this is the group that continues to run the planet. It was the same group that I talk about all the time. And they basically are causing women who want to have, quote-unquote, power, and again, I don't have a problem with that, to basically control via other means. Now, Dennis Prager wrote an article today, and I'm really touching some stuff that's going to probably make some people upset today, but I just want to cover this, and here's why. the men, because of the Frankfurt School, have been beaten down, beaten down, beaten down, beaten down. Now, you guys know that me and Austin are alpha males. We've got a bunch of my friends that are alpha males. Now, that doesn't mean that we run around lording that over women and our wives and our children and everything else. It just means that we are being led by the Most High God to do us right in God's eyes and follow the Word of God and the Scripture, and that we basically are going to protect our family and our children and our people that are involved with us, which means we're not going to run away and go urinate on ourselves if something happens. Now, that's pretty graphic. I'm sorry I used that analogy, but that's the truth. We're not going to do that. It's like a few months ago when I was at Victoria's Secret, which I really don't like that store because of Les Wexner. We covered all that yesterday because Sharon wanted to go in and buy something, and we had an active shooter in the mall. I'm an alpha. I stood by the door in protection for her and the people in the store. They told me to go in the back. All the women came out and said, go in the back. You've got to listen to us. I said, no, I don't. I'm going to stand here and make sure nobody comes in the store with a gun shooting people. And they couldn't believe that I was actually willing to do that. That's an alpha male. And I mean that in a good sense. Now, there are also men, though, that are absolute, you know, misogynist, you know, pigs. They are. They're horrible. They want to lord it over women. They want to treat them like dirt. And I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about godly men who love their family, who love their wives with all of their heart, and they're willing to give their life for them. That's how I classify an alpha male. We're going to protect our girls. And see, that's what people need to understand. If men will do that and assume that role and take that role back, but they don't because they've been beaten down so far. I saw it happen in the 60s personally. I used to open doors for ladies all the time. And so one day I got absolutely chewed out by some woman who started cussing at me because I opened the door for her because she was a liberated female. Well, you know, here's the thing. If these liberated females want to go get in a trench and go fight a war and turn into a tranny or whatever they want to do or go on male hormones, it's just a, you know, sign of the times. But it's not okay. It's not in God's interest for people to be like that. He set up a certain specific way for the households to run, and that's how he did it. And you think, well, I don't like that way. Okay, that's, I got that. I understand a lot of people don't think that that's okay, but I do because I'm a Christian. Now, Prager wrote this. He goes, when I was in college, I read a book by George Gilder, one of the wisest thinkers of the last half century, titled Naked Nomads, which had an impact on me. It was about single men and all the pathologies associated with them. For example, Gilder drove home the point that the biggest factor concerning violent crime was that it was overwhelmingly committed by single men. While there was a danger, I would say, no chance that I would commit a violent crime, because he was single at that time, the fact, along with others in this book, made me a lifelong advocate of marriage. I also came to realize that raising good men was the most important thing society could do. If it doesn't, the male propensity to physical aggression and predatory sexual behavior will wreak havoc. Therefore, raising boys to control their natures is fundamental to avoiding society chaos. But I'm going to say this now, and I'm going to meddle again. I'm doing one of these meddle shows today, guys. You got to stay with me. When you put a little boy on soy formula, you permanently change his brain chemistry from that of a left brain dominant male brain to a right brain dominant hemisphere of that of a woman. If you basically indoctrinate these young children at a very young age, like Austin was just talking about, by these trannies and these tranny shows, and they brought to these people with all these, and these, a lot of these trannies are pedophiles. You see that over and over when they get arrested. Then you start to realize very, very quickly that these children are going to think that behavioral pattern is okay. And so you further destroy the integration of the male and the female. Because remember, this Illuminati group, this satanic group, the group that took down Building 7 on 9/11, okay, let's put it that way. This is that group, okay? The group that runs BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard, that group. This group believes that their God is a hermaphrodite. And I've talked to you guys about this repeatedly. That means that he has both male and female characteristics. He's both sexes. And they believe the closest expression that a human being can have to their God, they call him Ein Sof, is to be a transgender or a tranny. And so they try their best now to push this transgender indoctrination through everyone. The problem is the girls and the women who are the primary workforce of educational systems, they've been indoctrinated in this kind of belief as far as, you know, a lot of them believe that, you know, all men are misogynistic. And then these girls get involved in these little clubs, these little weirdo clubs and these witchcraft clubs and these liberal clubs and everything else. And they start to they themselves, whether they know it or not, intentionally destroy the nuclear family. And this is all, again, brought to them by the Frankfurt School of Cultural Marxism, which I talked about in depth at that school board meeting. Well, the best depth I can do for 180 seconds, but I was going pretty fast. So there you go. So I was trying to discuss it with it. And then so here's a continued article from Prager. He goes, over the course of a lifetime, however, I have come to realize that while society was right about males being predatory It was also wrong about females, whether spoken or unspoken. Most people thought that girls just didn't need to be raised to control their natures as clearly as boys did, but they still do. It's true that females are not inclined to violence or predatory sexual behavior as men are, but it hardly means that girls and women don't have to learn how to control themselves. On the contrary, I've been telling parents for many years now, they need to teach their daughters to control their nature, such as they teach their sons to do so also. Specifically, he says now, that girls have to learn to control their emotions. Just as the male sexual drive and violent impulses can overwhelm the conscious and their ability to think and act rationally, emotions can do the same thing in girls and women and overwhelm them, their conscious, and their ability to think and act rationally. I'm not going to read you the rest of the article. I'm going to post it on the website. But guys, listen to me. He's right about this. We've got to go back to the Word of God in our relationships with both men and women and how we're supposed to act. And when we see this type of predatory behavior by these tranny groups and these sexual deviants, and remember, J. Edgar Hoover was a cross-dressing pervert. He was the head of the FBI for 40, 50 years, whatever it was. And that whole system that he had in place now is still there. I'm sure it is. And when we understand that, we start to realize that this is a major, major problem. And if we don't figure out how to correct this stuff, it's not going to help. I mean, the FBI agent now that was accused of protecting Hunter Biden has resigned. This guy's marched out of the headquarters over claims that he suppressed a laptop story and was politically biased. This is Timothy Thibault. He was assistant a special agent in charge of the investigation. He resigned after being dismissed from his supervisory role by the FBI director. It comes after the agency whistleblowers alleged that Thibault and other high-ranking officials allowed political bias to influence their handling of the case. Thibault was escorted out of the D.C. headquarters for the last time on Friday. And good riddance, this piece of crap. I mean, these people are completely and deeply compromised, and you got to ask yourself a question. Why were we not allowed to see Jeffrey Epstein's list? We don't have that whole list. We still don't have it. There's 10,000 hours of videotape of these perverts raping little girls and basically being videotaped doing it, and probably unknowingly they were being videotaped, but the point is they're still on videotape, but we're not allowed to see the list and understand who these people are and how they've been compromised. And it just irritates the Yahoo out of me that we don't know who these guys are. Because if we knew who they were, they would immediately they would lose their election, or they would be basically forced to resign because of the public outcry, I would hope. But I may be wrong with that too. A lot of people now consider this whole Jeffrey Epstein thing to be dead. We talked about it in depth yesterday with his affiliation with Mossad and MI6 and CIA. But everybody wants to kind of forget about it. But again, I wanted to go back with you on this. I mean, this goes back to these raping of these young girls and the perverts that did that and all the sick stuff that they do. And it goes back to exactly what Prager said about the sexual predatory nature of a lot of men. And this is something we need to understand. Last night I was speaking to a good friend of mine, Chris, and he's really a successful business guy. And he knows a whole bunch of super top-end NFL players, and I know a bunch of them too because I was on the circuit with them back in the 90s, but I don't associate with them. And he was talking to me about how perverted most of them are and they're sexual predators. And he was telling me stories of people, if I mention their name to you, which I'm not going to do from a liability standpoint, that you would be shocked that these people are like this, including top quarterbacks in the NFL. And it's like they intentionally do this kind of stuff from a predatory standpoint. You see, that's the problem when you have a society that degrades from cultural Marxism and we lose the rule of law. Rules for thee, but not for me. And then we also lose what we've been taught through by the Bible. The Bible says we're supposed to love one another and supposed to take care of one another and protect one another and do all the things, support one another. But yet so many people don't want to do what the Word of God says. They want to do what their basic instincts tell them to do. And you see this all the time with the Hollywood quote-unquote stars and the people who have all these different power structures. And you see it all the time in D.C., these people decide that they're going to be perverts, and Jeffrey Epstein was happy to be there to provide them with these young girls to apparently Victoria's Secret, in some cases, according to that article I read yesterday, to basically have sex with. And it's sad to me. It really, really is, because that's not of God. That's sickening. That's of Lucifer. But remember, he wants to take this whole society that we have and return it back to the old world order. He wants to do everything he can to come rob, kill, steal, and destroy. And it's so important that we understand that. Now, one other thing I want to talk about, and this is really important, and I've got a good friend of mine who's having some issues right now with knee issues. And I know in my own personal life, if I eat a lot of refined carbohydrates and sugars, I end up having, you know, shoulder issues or knee issues or back issues. And so I eat really clean all of the time. Now I'm going to give you some ideas here real quick from a health standpoint, since this is a health and world news show, about what you can do to get rid of inflammation. You know, our joint rebuilding formula is absolutely critical. That's super important, especially if you've got damage to your knees or to your elbows or to your shoulders. But also the omega-3 fats are simply a pivotal part of that, because what it does, it gives you omega-3s that are really good for an anti-inflammatory compound, then also was talking about the N-acetylcysteine. You got all kinds of other things that have to do with rebuilding the joints. And I always like black seed oil. It's like the cure for everything, according to some authors, but death. And so all of these things, when you work together with them, you can really get down and get the inflammation back out of your system. But if you continue to pour sugar into your system, which is an inflammatory agent, it's going to make it very, very difficult to do this. Now, let me read you a couple quick articles here. Arthritis is a condition that primarily affects the bones and the joints due to inflammation. There are certain foods that should be eliminated or minimized and avoided for individuals with arthritis because they cause inflammation, and they include refined carbohydrates like sugar, alcohol, MSG, trans fats, omega-6, and saturated fat. And we need to understand this is like corn oils and soy oil and all the stuff that's so bad with the omega-6 and canola oil, and just avoid all of that stuff and avoid hydrogenated oils, avoid MSG. And guys, you got to get off the ice cream and the sugar and all the other things. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like ice cream. I do. I really do. But I've learned that I don't eat it on a regular basis, and I try never to bring it home, because when you do that, you want to sit around and munch on it at night. And, you know, and rheumatoid arthritis, let's talk about this, is an inflammatory autoimmune disorder that affects the joints in the knees, in the wrists, and the hands. It can create chronic pain in the body. And when rheumatoid arthritis affects the joints, they become inflamed and causes damage to the other joint tissue. Other areas impacted by rheumatoid arthritis are the lungs, the heart, and the eyes. It is frequently suggested that rheumatoid arthritis patients take disease-modifying anti-rheumatic drugs, but I don't recommend that. And so what we tell people this: if you have rheumatoid arthritis, get off all the sugars. Don't ever eat eggplant or tomatoes or bell peppers or white potatoes, because they will cause massive inflammation of rheumatoid arthritis, which will directly affect the knees and directly affect the elbows. So you got to be so careful. Do you have osteoarthritis? Osteoarthritis is the most common type of arthritis. It affects, again, the knees, the hips, and the spine. And when a person has osteoarthritis, the tissues in the joints start to break down over time. And, again, this really massively increases in speed with the use of sugar and refined carbohydrates. The severity depends on the level of pain and how it affects the daily activities. Diet is one of the most important factors that can help ease the pain and improve osteoarthritic symptoms. And also you can take antioxidants, vitamin A, C, and E, cod liver oil, etc. You have to eat fresh vegetables and fruits, legumes, and basically you've got to basically slow down the disease progression. And remember, all of these things are directly affected by the stuff that we put into our bodies and how much sugar we eat. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, sugar is a comfort food. You know, I mean, I love sitting down with some good organic ice cream. I really do. I do. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I don't, but I'll do it like for my birthday and sit down and make sure everything's eaten out of the house. And with all these kids running around all the time, it's pretty much gone anyhow. And it also really lowers the immune system. And not only does it cause chronic inflammation, it really lowers the white blood cell count. And when that happens, it massively increases the risks of getting sick, getting COVID, getting disease, and it also massively increases the time it takes for your body to recover from these different types of diseases. You know, if a person has COVID, their body's in shock. They've been exposed to a bioweapon. The bioweapon, they can kill them. And if they go to the hospital, then they put them on remdesivir, and that's pretty much going to kill them. And the sad part about it is that people don't want to think through the fact that if they're eating junk while they have COVID and their immune system is suppressed, what ends up happening is they can't recover as quickly as they need to. So it's so important right now, especially with these guys releasing continual bioweapons out of Wuhan or out of Fort Detrick or out of Kinnaman or all these different laboratories around the world, that we understand that this biological attack against humanity is not going to stop. It's not. You got to maintain your nutrient density. You got to eat good, healthy food, and you got to take your supplements. That's why we try to provide you the finest, highest quality supplements in the world at Health Masters. And we thank you, and we continue just to ask you to support the show and to take care of yourself by taking the types of supplements that we have. Because, guys, if you don't take the high quality nutrients on a regular basis, your body starts to deplete them. Now, let me give you an example. If you've got a bunch of B vitamins in your system, but your body's burning them up, and let's say you're burning 1,000 milligrams of B vitamins a day, and you're basically, you know, using all those, but you're only replacing, you know, 200 milligrams of B vitamins, pretty soon you're going to be in a B vitamin deficiency. And then what's going to happen is all of the things that the B vitamins do, including causing the mitochondria and the cells to produce energy, is going to massively go down very, very quickly. and you're going to start feeling really, really sick and tired all the time. And when that happens, your immune system goes to pot. It just it doesn't have the energy. See, we can only produce a certain amount of adenosine triphosphate, or we call it ATP. And that's the energy house from the mitochondria that produces the cell energy that keeps you alive and produces the energy field that we call the human body, that basically when it's alive, it's the inside of the body is encompassed by our spirit, our soul. And our body, though, is the machine that we're inside of while we're on this earth, in the energy field of this planet. And so when we don't have the right nutrients inside of the skin suit we're in, the skin suit starts to degrade. It starts to age very, very quickly. We start having all these arthritic conditions. And the more sugar we pour in, which destroys B vitamins, by the way, the more we suffer and the more we get sick and the quicker we age. Guys, this is not okay. And it's not of God. God wants you to have life and have it in abundance. You know, Jesus came to die for you. He came to give you life and basically reconcile you with God Almighty. He's our transformer that allows us to be transformed through him and through the power of his blood to become one with God through a blood covenant. And so that's why we have to understand that. Now I'm going to ask you a question. Here's the question. How many times have you ever heard a pastor talk about this? I mean, how many times ever has he ever said, hey, maybe you don't need to eat junk food. Maybe you need to stay healthier. And maybe you can really be more effective as a Christian when you walk around in health and you're glowing and you feel great all the time and you can talk to other people about Jesus. That's how I look at it. And so you say, well, I don't like to do that. I want to eat whatever I want to eat, whatever I want to eat. And my response to you is, okay, go ahead. I'm okay with that. But remember, you always are going to have consequences. If you jump off of a 10-story building and you say, I don't believe in the law of gravity today, I'll be good. No, you're not going to be good. You're going to have a mess unless God supernaturally says his angels will pick you up and basically put you back on the ground. But remember, there's a little pesky thing called freedom of will. You know, you jump off that building and you decide you want to go splat. You know, chances are you're not going to get the angels picking you up. Remember, Lucifer did that to Jesus. He told Jesus to step off the temple. And he said basically the angels, it says, will come down and they will pick you up. And Jesus knew they would. But he didn't do it because he said, test out God Almighty. And I'm paraphrasing that scripture, but I'm being pretty clear with it. And see, that's the thing. We don't want to go out and test God. We don't want to run around and eat like it doesn't matter, have a lifestyle that doesn't matter. I mean, and then think, why in the world am I sick? God did this to me. It doesn't work that way. Let me give you another example. Since we're doing this today, I might as well continue meddling. Let's say Secretariat, the racehorse, is about to run for the Triple Crown, the Preakness and the Belmont and all the things that he did in the Kentucky Derby. And he wants to be, you know, the Triple Crown winner. So we decided that Secretariat on his final race basically goes, you know, we want to go out and party tonight with Secretariat. And you give Secretariat a bunch of beer. You give him a bunch of popcorn and M&Ms and junk food, and you get him really good and drunk. And he's feeling absolutely horrible the next day. But you say, go out and run that race and win that Triple Crown. And suddenly you're going to go, wait a minute. You know, he's sick. He's laying down puking right now. I mean, it's awful what's happening to him. We think he's going to die. No. Give him a shot of adrenaline. Get him up and get him out there and get him to run. But why do we do that to ourselves? Why do we do the same thing that I just mentioned with Secretariat? No. You're going to give Secretariat his oats. You're going to give him his hay. You're going to give him whatever he needs. You're going to give him plenty of water and fluid. You're going to make sure he gets good rest. You're going to make sure that his body is ready to perform. You know, and Austin's used the analogy this way. You know, why would you put 87 octane in a car designed or an airplane designed to run 100 plus octane? You know, it's not going to run right. I had a little sports car one time, and I was driving it, and I got all aggravated because I had to get gas one time, and I was just going real slow in it. So I went ahead and put some 90 octane in it. It was designed to run on 93 octane. It felt like an eternity to run that junk out of my tank. It down-regulated itself. It detuned itself. It probably lost 100 horsepower. It ran like a dog. It was awful. And I thought to myself, well, I saved 10 bucks on fuel. Oh, well, that really worked well for me. Don't do that. Don't consider yourself to be compromised as far as your diet. Always eat clean. Remember that we wrote that book, Eat Clean and Be Healthy. And we mean that from the bottom of our hearts. We want you guys to stay healthy and be here. Guys, we're in this fight together. I mean, what happens if you got to walk 10 miles? What happens if you got to run? What happens if you got to sit in a trench? What happens if all these things happen, which I hope they never do, but what happens if they happen? You know, what are you going to do if you can't get off the chair? What are you going to do if you can't walk? What are you going to do if you're 500 pounds and you're going, oh, my gosh, I can handle this? What do you got to do if you got to hike? What are you going to do? You got to stay healthy, and you got to do it now while you still have time. You got to stay lean. I'm about 3 pounds over my ideal weight right now, maybe 2 pounds. And I try to keep myself real tight on my diet all the time. You guys know that. And I'm not perfect. I eat junk every once in a while, but I don't eat bad junk. I don't ever eat hydrogenated oils. I don't ever eat soy. I don't ever eat canola oil. I do the best I possibly can just to try to eat as clean and avoid these things that cause inflammation the best I can, because I don't want to deal with it. Because it's so important that if we take care of ourselves, God's going to take care of us. The Bible says, don't you know that ye yourselves are God's temple and his spirit lives within you? And if you destroy God's temple, he'll destroy you, is what it says. Now, it's not that he's going to come down and hit you with a lightning bolt. He's not going to do that. He's not going to give you osteoarthritis, or he's not going to, you know, give you rheumatoid arthritis, or he's not going to give you heart disease or diabetes or cancer. God doesn't do that. God doesn't abuse his children. He doesn't do that. But what will happen is there are natural physical laws, like that law of gravity that I was talking about, that when you do certain things, God says, hey, look, I've already got these laws in place. This is what's going to happen. And it's not that I'm trying to hurt you or kill you. It's just that you're going to be a victim of the natural laws that are around you. So please, listen to me. I love you. Eat clean to be healthy. It's so important that you do that. And I know I meddled a little bit today. I'm going to start talking about feminism and all the stuff with the New World Order and all the other things we talked about. You guys, listen to me. Maintain your relationship with God and with Jesus. And women, be strong, be courageous. Men, be strong, be courageous, be leaders. Ladies, if you're on your own, be strong, be courageous, be a leader. But remember, try to keep things in God's order, because it works better that way. Austin, what do you think, bud? What's your next story?
Well, you're spot on. And going back to, you know, what you were talking about, as far as with this entirely weird generation we have here, this generation, it's become so busy, dreadfully busy, trying to prove that women can do what men can do. Women are losing their uniqueness. They really are. It's sad. They're losing their uniqueness, because women weren't created to do everything men can do. Women were created to do everything men can't do. There's a lot of things that women do that's absolutely incredible, divine, gifted by God Almighty, that we can't do at all. Can't even touch it. Nothing. I mean, we're not going to birth a child. We're not going to have that, you know, that connection with a child and be able to breastfeed a child and feed a child and raise a child. We can't do it. Grown man is going to go, well, you know, here's some food, son. I know you're, you know, a week old. You can eat on this. You're not going to raise them. Can't do that. Got to have a woman. Got to have the touch of a woman. But again, they're trying to pervert that. They're trying to remove the laws of nature. And then with stupid ideology, they come out and go, oh, it's called chest feeding. Because, you know, there's binary cisgender unidentifying people that can have babies. And I'm like, guys, shut up. Just stop talking. The more these clowns talk from the left, the stupider they sound. We have men. We have women. This is not a new concept. It's been around for thousands of years. But as I've told you repeatedly, and I'll say it over and over and over again, if you can remove the laws of nature from people's minds and you can pervert and pollute them so far to where they do not have natural laws anymore in their mind, it is unbelievably easy to remove biblical laws from them at that point. There's none, because there's no basis. There's no grounding. There's no standing. There's nothing to lean on. You have nothing. It's just a free-for-all. It goes back to Rome. With the orgies and the bestiality, just it's whatever. Whatever you want to do, just do it. Doesn't matter anymore. At least even in Rome, as perverted as they got, they still understood natural laws. They still called it for what it was. We're to the point now where we're just perverting natural laws and calling them and saying they're not what they are. This, again, is an absolute twisting to confuse and completely and totally eliminate what God built. That's what this is all about. You got to remember that, guys. Women are designed to do everything men can't do. That's why they're there. That's why there's a difference. Women are incredible. Men are incredible. They're two completely different aspects, and they both have extreme uniqueness and extreme gifts. Stop allowing these people on the left to pollute it and try to come in and say, well, they can't do this, and you can do this, and men can do this. No, they can't. We're given these certain things by God Almighty for a reason, and they're all a blessing. Always remember that, guys. Don't let this perversion just continue to push through these areas, especially when it comes to the children. And I was so happy I saw the voting turnout with what happened over there in the school board here in Central Florida, Polk County. I said, yes, this is what happens. The This is what happens when people get together. This is what happens when you drive out perversion, communism. The only thing evil men need to succeed is for good men to do nothing. Always remember that, my friends. You got to get involved. You got to stay active. And you got to be vocal. If you're in an area that's just absolutely, completely polluted, maybe time for a change, guys. Like Lot, Sodom and Gomorrah. He didn't sit there and try to say, well, you know what? I'm going to keep trying to, you know, convert all these people. He said, hey, if I can find, you know, 50 good men, will you spare them? Yeah. Okay, well, let's go down to 10. If I can find 10, can we spare it? Yeah, sure. Okay, go for that one. Finally, yeah, we're out to exfil. We're not staying here. This is not going to work. Sulfur and fire are going to rain down on this perversion. And that's exactly what's coming, guys. I tell you that right now. There's certain areas, if they are getting that polluted, you don't want to be there from a Christian standpoint. Just my honest opinion. Also, too, in other news, speaking of polluted, perverted areas, California, and I'm not picking on all my listeners from California. I love you guys. I had a customer from California show up to the Celebration of Life on Friday, and I appreciate everything from you guys. But I do pick on California a lot because of how bad it's gotten. But I know there are a lot of people out there still that are really, really good-fearing, you know, God-fearing patriots. So forgive me for picking on California, but I have to do it. So California has now told everybody they are going to have energy shortages and flex alerts through Labor Day due to the high temperatures, and residents will be asked to conserve electricity through the afternoons and evenings. Sacramento Bee reported, stating, hoping to avoid blackouts, the California Independent System Operator, which manages the state power grid, warned Tuesday it will issue a series of flex alerts over the next several days. Flex alerts are calls for conservation during the afternoon and evening hours. Residents will be asked to turn up their thermostats to 78 degrees or higher, avoid using any dishwashers or any large appliances, and hold off on charging their electric vehicles. Wait, hold on. We're gonna take that one back for a second. So turn your AC to 78 or higher, which, I mean, California doesn't get near as hot as Florida, so that's manageable. Don't use your dishwasher, which means if you wash your dishes, you're going to have to wash them by hand, which means you're going to use more water. And don't use any large appliances. So don't use your washer and dryer. Don't do anything. Basically, sit in your house, turn the lights off, turn the AC up, and do not, under any circumstances, charge your car. That's the new, you know, the green car, the one that's going to save the planet with your electric cars. Don't charge that up either. So you can't go anywhere. You can't use a dishwasher. You can't use appliances. You can't turn the AC up. I'm surprised they didn't tell them they couldn't turn their TV on too while they're at it. I mean, but hey, remember, these electric cars, they're going to save the planet, guys. You know, we're going to ignore the coal power plants that they get their energy from. We're going to ignore the lithium strip mining they use in the batteries. We're going to ignore all that. But, yeah, flex alerts in California, guys. Be ready for them. This is the entire agenda from the left. They're normalizing this. The Green Deal scam that they're constantly portraying and telling everybody we need to jump onto, it's exactly that. It's a complete and total scam. It's just another way to extract more money out of the populace. I told you guys yesterday what's going on in Great Britain with the cost of electricity. Out of control. Out of control. Yet, now we have Mississippi. Their largest water plant is now completely gone offline because of flooding. They said Mississippi's largest city runs out of water with over 180,000 people are left without drinking water, can't flush the toilets, and can't take showers after floods made Jackson's water treatment plant fail. Jackson, Mississippi ran out of water today. They announced the city's failing water system was completely down due to poor infrastructure. Well, first off, what happened to all this money we keep pumping out everywhere, right? Where's all this Fed money going? You know, the $500 billion for the Green Deal we're pumping out? Hey, what about the $50 billion we sent to Ukraine? Can we get a refund on that? Can we give Ukraine our receipt and be like, hey, can we get some of that $50 billion back? Because I can tell you why right now. Water treatment plant in Jackson, Mississippi doesn't cost $50 billion. I'll say that right now. But hey, those 180,000 people that are out of water, you know, you got to do this for Ukraine, guys. You got to understand, you got to stop being selfish. It's not your right to take a shower and flush your toilet because Ukraine needs more money. All the corruption over there, they got to funnel their money, guys. They got to wash their cash over there. They got to make sure they keep cash going to crackhead Hunter Biden's son. You know, they got to cover all that up. The FBI's got to make sure they cover all that up. It's ironic. Dad was talking earlier, and again, I'm being sarcastic with what's going on in Jackson, Mississippi. This is a horrible situation. I'm just making sarcasm about it because it's horrible. This is, again, the complete and total inept behavior of the government. When they come in and tell you, hey, we're doing this for your protection and your safety, and we're taxing you and taking all this money for your protection, but yet they say, oh, the water treatment plant's offline because of poor infrastructure. Guys, it's complete and total sham. They've diverted funds, they've intentionally not maintained things, or they're shutting it down because of flooding intentionally. These things don't just happen to fall apart. Water treatment plants don't just happen to shut down. There's usually numerous, numerous backup treatments online, numerous backup redundancies, including generators and other platforms, to make sure water treatment plants keep going and that water goes to citizens. We're in 2022, guys. We're not in 1905. This is a complete and total scam again. They want to make everybody as miserable as possible so people are more compliant. And at the same time, as Dad said earlier, this FBI agent, who they said is the one who protected Hunter Biden's laptop. Now, the head of the FBI is saying, we have to do an investigation of this now. We've got to do an internal investigation. We have to figure out what's going on with this. Guys, they're the same ones a year and a half ago that told us we were all conspiracy theorists, neo-Nazi racist skinheads because we brought this topic up, and it was total fake news, Russian collusion. Zuckerberg, the clown that he is, just blatantly admitted on Joe Rogan's show this week that the FBI told him to can the story and that it was total fake news and that nothing about it was real, and he censored everybody that talked about it on Facebook. This is complete and total sham. What's happening right now is the FBI is doing damage control. They're in damage mode right now. What they did in Mar-a-Lago, what they've done to the American populace, what they've done with censoring the entire social media platforms, they have to do damage control. So what do? The spin doctor shows up. Articles just got released from the U.S. Department of Justice revealed today photographs of alleged secret documents recovered from the raid on Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. They've released this photo now with about half a dozen papers that say top secret on the floor, and they now have the smoking gun. Donald Trump had top secret papers on the floor, and this is why they raided Mar-a-Lago. Now, I already told you guys before, they're going to cook up something. Whether he had something, whether he didn't have something, I don't know. I don't live in his house. I've never been to Mar-a-Lago. But I can tell you right now, if they keep lying to you every single day for years and years and years, and they keep feeding you garbage and manipulation and propaganda for years and years and years, are you really going to believe their next story they tell you out of nowhere because, well, it's for your protection and safety? The answer is resounding no. I'm not going to believe anything these clowns say because they're in the middle of an ongoing investigation, but yet the DOJ decides they're going to release a photo to the AP Wire and show them photos of top secret cover papers that are on the floor in a photo because this is what we're looking for. Donald Trump had top secret papers at his compound in Mar-a-Lago. Guys, the whole thing has been a distraction from the beginning, and it's all been one giant obfuscation from what's really going on. Does anybody not realize all the stuff that was coming out with bumbling buffoon Biden and his senile, just inept self, he can't even stand and walk, shakes hands with the air every time he turns around, all the stuff that happened with his piece of garbage son, all the Ukraine money laundering, all the dealings with China, all the stuff that's been coming out for the last 6 months, all of a sudden, nobody talks about any of it. Only thing we talked about is the FBI and their corruption, which we already knew. Now suddenly, top secret papers with a photo released to the AP. This is what we were looking for. This is the smoking gun. That's funny, isn't it? It's funny that they suddenly have these papers, they suddenly have photos of them, they suddenly release them to the media in the middle of an ongoing federal investigation, I might add. They release these to the media. Always remember who you can't criticize and you can't talk about. And you'll find out real quick who's running the show. This is why you can't talk about Mossad. You can't talk about the CIA. Sure as heck aren't supposed to talk about the FBI, but they've urinated on themselves so bad so many times now, they're just a complete and total clown show. This is why they need to be completely and totally dismantled. And I'm praying and I'm hoping We see, like we did in here in Central Florida, with this red wave, these primaries. We do the same thing in November, guys, and we maintain and we demand a real election. Because now we know the gig. We knew they were going to try to cheat in 2020. We just had no idea to the level and extent they were going to do. And remember, the presidential election is a very easy one to manipulate because you have so many states with so many votes and so many people involved. They're going to try to flip Florida. They're going to try to make Florida a blue state. You got Charlie Crist now who's running against DeSantis. This clown, I mean, I don't know where they, what nursing home they drug him out of. Charlie Crist is a piece of garbage. I didn't like him when he was a governor of Florida. I definitely don't like him now. He's over there just riding on the back of Joe Biden. Joe Biden's done a fantastic job with the country. I'm very supportive of Joe Biden. Want to make sure everybody understands that Joe Biden's the best president we've ever had. This is Charlie Crist. And I'm sitting there going, golly, bro, have you fallen far? But the way he's doing is he's trying to get in the good graces because apparently somebody has told him that he needs to run because they're going to try to make him win. And mark my words, guys, you're going to see some weird stuff happen in this next election. There's going to be some shady stuff going on. And all of us Floridians, I call upon all of you guys to make sure you're watching what's going on and call stuff out if you see it. Because there's no question under any circumstances they're going to try to flip it. They're going to try to make an example of what has happened down here in Florida. Because remember all the articles I read over COVID? Remember all the papers that were eviscerating DeSantis and all the articles that were absolutely eviscerating Florida because we wouldn't comply? They kept saying that Florida is basically going to be this waste heap. It's going to be this total dead zone. Everybody's going to be dead from COVID. Hey, we're still here, guys. Keep fighting. Keep pushing. I appreciate all of you. Thank you for getting your vitamins, your toothpaste, your mouthwash from healthmasters.com. If you guys need anything, be sure to give us a call at healthmasters.com, 1-800-726-1834. If you need anything at all, we're here to help. Potassium iodide product of the week, along with the NAC and acetylcysteine on a super sale right now for the last day of this week. Y'all have a blessed, safe, awesome night, my friends. Stay frosty. Talk to you again tomorrow as always.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.